Coming up on today's show.
So I was living this double life, drinking, partying, and then in high school, and I was choked the next day, the youth group and mass, like, oh my gosh, I did not just do that yesterday. I lived my life like that for a year. And then 17 years old, I started to feel like this yearning in my heart, like I was made for more.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, the SiriusXM app, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks, about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or catholicsportsradio.com. They will both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for the free Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out every Monday when a new episode of this show comes out. Social media for this show, Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram, all of which there are links for at the top of the website. I invite you to engage with me and the show through one or more of those. The Catholic Sports Radio community is the Facebook group, whose members are both listeners and some past guests. Unlike others, I'm surprised that they do this, but there is no cost to join the Catholic Sports Radio community. The quick way to find it is the big white button that is immediately below my picture near the top of the homepage, catholicsportsradio.net. Come to think of it, I wonder how they do that, what the mechanics are, why people charge and how they collect the money. I digress. I enjoy hearing from listeners, social media, as well as the website. I'll give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. See, now I'm in my own head. I'm not going to charge y'all. I'm not going to change the mechanics. I'm not going to change the setup of the Facebook group. It's always going to be free. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. When it comes to team sports, if someone has a long enough run in whatever it is they compete in, the law of averages says that they are going to encounter a teammate that they just do not seem to get along with. Dare I say that they might even encounter a coach who they are not fond of. And let's face it, rivalries build up, opponents become more than just a foe, the athlete whose reputation becomes that of the villain turns into public enemy number one. Yet, while it is easy to try to dismiss it as, oh, it's all in good fun, it's just sports. Is it? When we start using expressions such as, I hate that team, or I can't stand that guy, we are forgetting that at our core, we are Christians and we are showing the chinks in the armor of God that we thought we were putting on. As sons and daughters of God, we are not told to pick and choose who we find favor with. We need look no further than the New Testament and 1 John 4, verse 11, which says, quote, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest had a long career as a student athlete, playing basketball for Whittier College, El Camino College, and her high school, all in California. During her time at El Camino College, she made the academic all-state basketball team, and in her sophomore year, posted double-digit rebounds in 7 games. She was the team captain there and was coming off a high school career that saw her earn San Pedro News Pilot Prep Girls Basketball Player of the Year and all Santa Fe League first team honors. She is a Catholic women's fitness coach and the founder of Rosary Girl Walk, which is a walking wellness community for Catholic women. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Melanie Mesa.
Hi, hello. So honored to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for making time to talk with me today.
Yes, I'm honored. I'm excited.
I think we have some sense, but for the record, where were you born and raised, and what was the family size?
Yeah, I was born in San Pedro, California. It's LA County, and I come from a fairly small family. I have one older brother, 4 years older than me. And yeah, it's my mom and dad.
I'm 99.9% sure that you are a cradle Catholic, but presumably, confirm that and tell us about the presence of the Catholic faith in your household when you were a little girl, as well as tell us about the Catholic education that you received.
Yeah, so I was born and raised Catholic, baptized in the Catholic Church, so definitely a cradle Catholic. I didn't even know what that term meant until like I was in college, but yeah, so cradle Catholic. Went to Catholic school from kindergarten to 12th grade, and growing up, the faith was not present in my life. Like I went to Catholic school, but I knew of God, but I didn't know God. Like I knew all my prayers. I knew like, about the sacraments, but like going to mass was something that we just did to check off the list. It wasn't something like, oh my gosh, like it's part of our everyday life. So it was more of like, I'm going to mass because my mom's telling me to go to mass. And I went for like the wrong reason, the cute boy. I'm like, oh, I hope I could just hold my crush's hand during the Our Father. It was more of that.
Wow.
So it was not really like, oh my gosh, I love God and I love being Catholic. It was more of like, we're going to go through the motions and we're going to check it off the list.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Melanie, but what I think you're saying is that even though you went to Catholic schools, it was you went to church on Sunday and you kind of left things at church, meaning a lot of times I will say that with this ministry, you can take your faith life into your sports life every day of the week. It doesn't just have to be, I go to church on Sunday and then I don't think about that again until I get back the following Sunday. And I think that's what you're saying is, yeah, it was a Catholic family. Yeah, I went to Catholic schools, but I was just going on Sunday and I'd pick it back up the following Sunday.
Yep, that's basically what it was. It was a
Wow.
Sunday check in and out.
Wow. What was the inspiration? Who was the inspiration as far as choosing basketball as your sport? And for that matter, did you play anything else or was it all basketball?
Oh yeah, my very first sport actually was track. I was only a runner. I only used to run. I feel like that's the foundation of everything, why I was able to go so far. I'm just really athletic. And so track was my first sport. I started running when I was 7 years old. And I did cross country, track, I did volleyball. I was a two sport athlete in high school, but I was way better in basketball. But I chose basketball because I fell in love with the process. So I used to suck at basketball. Like I hated basketball, but my family signed me up because they wanted to get like a range of different type of sports. And I used to be made fun of because I was like kind of slow when it came to basketball. But then I started training with a trainer and I got really good. And I loved that I got good. And then people
Wow.
would tell me, hey, you're pretty good. And I was like, actually, yeah, I'm pretty good because I worked at it over the summertime. Like I would work out, train 5 days out of the week. And I was like 10 years old and I got really good. And I fell in love with like, wow, you could suck at something, but then you can put the work in and you get better. So I fell in love with the process. So that's why basketball was like with me forever since I was 9 years old.
Well, I want to start digging into your story because I think you're going to tell us that in high school and college, basketball is what defined you. Am I right that your identity was in your sport?
Absolutely. I got a lot of my validation from that. It was like the one thing that I felt like made me like worthy, or I felt quote unquote worthy. If I performed really well, then I was lovable. And if I performed really bad, I was like, I'm nothing.
Wow.
I'm not lovable. I don't want to be loved. So like a lot of my identity was based on my performance and my sport. And it was like that throughout high school and college. A little bit of college till my senior year of college.
Whew. An audience, we've heard this before, and this is very much a lesson that needs to be reinforced. And I love that we have different guests that come on and tell their version of the story. And in Melanie's case, I want to ask you then, what happened that brought you the awareness that your sport was your number one priority and that it needed to change so that your faith was your number one priority? What took place that signaled, hey, I got to shift my mindset?
Absolutely. So, actually, two things. So, because I'm so deeply flawed, and
Aren't
we
we
all we're
all?
always,
Aren't we all?
aren't we? Yeah, and we're always making idols about everything, right? Because we're fallen nature. But thanks be to God for His mercy and His goodness. But so first thing happened. I tore my ACL my freshman year of college.
Whoa.
I was like, yep. I was coming in hot from high school to college. We lost in a semi championship game in high school and had a chip on my shoulder. I'm like, I want a ring. So I was like, let's go play college basketball. And so, I was doing really well. I'm barely athletic, so I was competing with some girls for a starting spot as a freshman. And then I tore my ACL during practice, and that was very devastating. And I felt, again, when you don't have that sport to fall on where you get a lot of your validation, and you don't have, I love working out too. I couldn't work out for a really long time, aka just like 2 or 3 months. But that's a really long time for an athlete. Like, that's a long time for me. When you're working out like 7 days out of the week. But then that happened. I tore my ACL. And so I was left with a Kobe Bryant moment. It's like, who am I when I don't have this sport? Like, who am I when I don't have my sport? Who am I? Who is really Melanie then? And so that was my freshman year of college. So during that whole process, it was just like finding my identity in Christ, and the Lord stripping me of my idol, which was the sport, which was myself, my looks too. I didn't have fitness to, I didn't have training or the gym to fix myself. And that's another story. That's why I do what I do now. And then the second time was being reinforced again. So I really love basketball, but it was almost like I was always striving and reaching for success, and I wanted it so bad, right? Like, and I almost couldn't, I like took myself out of the enjoyment of basketball because I wanted it so bad. And a lot of my worth and my identity, again, like I said, if I performed really well, then I was worthy. And if I performed really bad, I was unworthy of love. And so it was a common thing I had to work with in basketball. And I never thought I was good enough, even though I worked really hard. And people always told me, you're so good. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I couldn't accept that. So then I went to Puerto Rico with a Christian ministry called Athletes in Action. And it was in that retreat that I finally like let go of basketball. I was like, whoa. Like, it almost hit my reality that I had an idol of this, and that it was actually taking over my identity. And even though I said I was, a daughter of God and I believe that, but also why couldn't I let go of this one thing? So that extreme challenge is called Extreme Challenge Puerto Rico. It was about 3 years ago I attended that, and that really, coming into my senior year, I was a junior going to be a senior, coming into my senior year, I'm like, wow, like, I don't have to perform for love. And so it was just like something I had to constantly work in and reframe my focus back to like, my identity is not in this, it's in Christ.
But I wonder, in between the torn ACL and going to Puerto Rico, there had to be a significant enough amount of time when you were saying, "What am I without basketball?" And there's a temptation, I would think, to start exploring that in a secular way. And maybe you could say, "Well, I'm going to be a girly now. And instead of sports, I'm going to focus on beauty. I'm going to have a successful Instagram account. I'm going to buy the latest fashions." What was there any of that? Because what I'm looking for is, yes, eventually you get to Puerto Rico and you have this encounter, but what was it that you felt the Holy Spirit and that the Lord was speaking to your heart and saying, it's not basketball, it's not beauty, it's not fashion, it's not anything else that you can come up with. I am where your heart has to lie.
That's a really good question, because that's from like 2018 to 2023. That's like a 5 year gap, right? That's a big gap. So I went to Puerto Rico in 2023, tore my ACL in 2018. So there was a big gap. I mean, I'd be honest, I tapped into like, I was still building up my faith. So that's when I started to develop a personal relationship with Jesus. Gave my life to Christ at 2017. Then I tore my ACL. And so I really, during this time, it was also during COVID, I really started to develop a relationship with Christ. And he wasn't just like this deity, this, oh, like distant God. No, he actually was a God that wanted to come into my life and have a relationship with. So that's when I started to really develop my relationship with Christ. I had a coach who was Christian, who's not Catholic, he was Christian. And he started to help me understand how to integrate my faith, my love for God, and my sport. And so he had me read scripture. And that's when I started to dive into scripture. And that's when I started to develop a relationship with Christ.
Beautiful.
And then I started to really explore my faith deeper. So I would say I'm a really open person. I'll talk to anybody, any religion. I don't just stick with Catholic people. I'll converse with anybody, really, if you don't even like, I love talking to just anybody. And so I started to really explore my faith, and I'm like, is Catholicism really true? Like, is it really true? Like, I have a lot of Christian friends, and I'm like, they're really joyful. Like, what's wrong with me? You know, like, what's going on over there? Like, they're looking like they're having fun, and the Catholic Church looks a little dead over here. And so I started to really explore, like, oh, is this true? Can Catholicism really be true? Because these Protestants over here are saying that, oh no, we're the true church, and Catholics, they're doing this. And I'm like, oh shoot. And I started to explore my faith, and it was a 2-year process where I really started to dive. I went to Protestant churches, talked to the pastors. Like, I was really discerning, where is God calling me? Like, what church is he calling me? And so that was in that 5-year process. I was also in a discernment of my faith of like what is true, because I was raised Catholic, right? And I had a conversion in the Catholic Church. But then I just needed deeper reasons to believe why to be Catholic and why to stay Catholic.
Well, and in there you said that you knew that God wanted a relationship with you. So those things that I started to mention that are of this world, right? I mean, someone can say, you know what? I think I'm done with sports. I think I'm going to become a dancer. You can become a phenomenal dancer, but there's nothing about dance that is trying to have an intimate relationship with you. You can have a great connection with an audience. You can have a great teacher that has all the mechanics down and all the steps down and is trying to make you the best dancer you can. But all of a sudden, here you are saying, no, God the Father wants to have a personal relationship with me. And He pursued you and you heard that. And I love that you did go through that discernment period. And friends, Melanie is doing some really cool events in Southern California, but she says she's serving women globally, so I'm going to have her explain that so you can see how you or maybe someone you know might fit into that regardless of your location. But be sure to remember the foundation that she's working from. You heard her say that she did attend Catholic schools from kindergarten through 12th grade. Alliance Catholic Credit Union is proud to support Catholic Sports Radio, and they invite you to help them support Catholic education. Through Alliance Catholic Foundation, they provide 20 scholarships every year to families striving to ensure their children can attend a Catholic school. If you become a friend of the foundation, you will help them continue this good work, and you will have an opportunity to open an account with Alliance Catholic Credit Union. Learn more at alliancecatholicfoundation.org, federally insured by NCUA. Do be sure to tell them you heard about them on Catholic Sports Radio. I reported last week during my interview with triathlete Joni Briganti about the latest bill that I received for my Catholic Sports Radio ministry, which was from GoDaddy for a domain renewal. This week, I am pleased to share that one of you, a listener named Frank Laquidara, bought me a coffee to show his support for my ministry. He included a note that really touched me. It read, quote, "You do a great job blending faith and sports in a way that feels authentic and uplifting. Every episode leaves me thinking a little deeper," end quote. Now, for openers, you can see that message yourself because it's posted publicly, as is the reply that I posted back to him. But it's also a reminder that I do not mention this often enough on this show. If you go on CatholicSportsRadio.net, when you scroll a good ways down on the homepage to where it says Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker, you will see a blue button there that says Buy Bruce a Coffee. Similarly, that same button is at the end of the text on the Meet the Host page in the About section of the website. That blue button will take you to buymeacoffee.com/BruceW, where you will see Frank's comment as well as those from others before him who have bought me one or more coffees. If, like Frank, you enjoy what I'm doing each week on Catholic Sports Radio, you find benefit, be that in your spiritual life or merely entertainment value or both, and you want to extend a gesture to let me know you value this ministry, you find and use one of those two buttons I just mentioned, or again, you can head directly to buymeacoffee.com/BruceW. As you are hearing me do this week with Frank, with your permission, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thank you, or if you prefer, you can ask me to keep it anonymous. I am grateful for your support of this ministry as I continue working to move all of us closer to Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Melanie, back in the intro, I said that you're a Catholic women's fitness coach. Does that mean that you're a women's fitness coach who is Catholic, or does it mean that you're a women's fitness coach of Catholic women? And then regardless of your answer, tell us what Melanie Messa in that role looks like. Is it your full-time job? Is it in person at a gym? Are you doing individual training? Is it group classes? Just tell us about all of that, your role as a Catholic women's fitness coach.
Yeah, so I work specifically with Catholic women. I love my faith and I also love fitness, so I combine the two. And it's basically women who want to work with a Catholic coach because we share the same common value. Faith is your number one value in your life. And so I help women create routines, structures, so fitness is integrated into their everyday life, just like as our faith is integrated into our everyday life.
So you're doing this in person or over Zoom at a gym. How and where do you do this fitness coaching?
This is an online fitness company that I have. So it's all online. I don't do in-person thing. The only in-person thing that I have is my walking community with Bros and Girl Walks. But this is all online. You get access to my app. I create a workout program for you, I create a routine for you, there's nutrition, and then it's the faith is a big aspect. So I help you understand, like, what is your identity as a daughter of God and how to live out of that, to live into that, to step into that identity and who God is calling you to be into in this season of life. You know, there's always women have stories and beliefs they're telling about themselves that are not true, that are not rooted in Christ, that are not rooted in beauty, truth, goodness, and beauty. And so I help women unpack those stories that are often the thing that is stopping them from their biggest breakthrough, from becoming the woman that God is calling them to be. So it's a, overall, not just like, it's more than just physical. It's about your mentality. It's about your emotional well-being. So that's a lot of the work that I do. It's all online. Yeah.
Yeah. Where online is it? Where would you like people to go to look for more information and how to contact you about this?
Instagram. If you send me a message, I will answer you. Okay. I will answer you. And I have my form there in my bio.
Audience, I will put a link on the show page for Melanie's episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net to her Instagram so that you can click through to that and then contact her. Now, let's have you instead, Melanie, put on your hat as founder of the Rosary Girl Walk. I think, at the time that you and I are recording this, that you recently held your first Rosary Girl Walk. Set the record straight on that, as well as what these events are intended to consist of and what the goal is.
Absolutely. So we just had our second Rosary Girl Walk. The first was January 17th, and we just recently had our second one on February 21st. Is our Galentine's theme, but in total, we had 200 Catholic women come out to pray the rosary. So 100, we had like maybe over 100 in the first one, over 100 in the February 21st. We had probably 100 or even more this time. And it's just a community. Okay, the biggest thing, let me tell you here, I talk to women all the time, all the time. I talk to women in DMs. If you get a DM from me, it's me. I'm talking to you. Because sometimes people ghost me and I'm like, no, it's really me. Like, I love talking to people. I love it. And so what are women looking for? Women need community, and not just like young adults. No. Women of all ages need community. Women are alone. Women are not, they don't have good friendships. They've been hurt before or whatever, right? women are in need of community and they're in search of community. And I know what it's like to be the only Catholic or to feel like you're the only Catholic, the only one that loves God and the only one that loves their faith. And so God put it in my heart. You know, I'm a coach for Catholic women. I'm always, you know, women are a part of my coaching group because they want community. And I'm like, oh, I just love ministry work too. And so it's like, how can I create something? And this is all from the Lord. It was not me. It was the Lord put it on my heart. And I'm just being obedient to it. Because people are asking me, how'd you do this? How'd you do it? If God puts something on your heart, you just do it. Mm. You're just obedient to him. That's nicely all I'm said. Doing. This is a work of obedience of the Father. He told me to do something, I'm going to do it. Because I'm listening to what women need. Mm. And I was like, how can I bring more value? And so women want community. They want friendships. They want to feel like they're not the only one. And so this is what this is. It's like bringing women together and walking and praying the rosary. And the rosary walk, it's a long story, but I'll just cut it short. I did 75 hard and I started praying the rosary. So 75 hard is this challenge. And one of the requirements is to do an outdoor workout. Two workouts. One has to be outdoors. So I'm like, okay. And this was my third time doing it. So I'm like, I'm going to pray the rosary outside. And that's when I started to get in the habit of praying the rosary. Mm. I asked Our Lady for three intentions and she answered them. I prayed for the rosary for 75 days straight.
Wow.
And she answered my three intentions. And so a lot of women were like, what's a rosary girl walk? So I posted a video about it and how the lady answered me, and that went viral. Mm. And that's kind of how I started to build my brand online. And then anytime I post about the rosary walks I do outside, people are always inquiring. I'm like, okay, well, why don't I do a community where we all come together, we walk, and we pray the rosary? Because wellness, health and wellness is a big part of my life, as well as the Catholic faith. I'm like, other women are looking for that too. So let me create that for the community.
Beautiful. Wow. And audience, the next Rosary Girl Walk is coming up on March 21. And these are held, I want to say Santa Monica, but make sure that I'm getting that correct. Is that the location, Melanie?
Manhattan Beach, California.
Manhattan Beach. Okay. Yeah, I did say the wrong thing. Good. Now, I want people to understand that this is not whimsical for you, this idea of being in community with other women. In fact, in 2023, you were Holy Trinity Church's Young Adult Women's Ministry Director. How much did that role make for a natural progression to start the Rosary Girl Walk, having that background?
Okay, so I started that role. I was there briefly because that summer, it was going to be my senior year. So I didn't have time. I'm sure all the listeners know, if you're a college athlete, that's your full-time job. Like, school and basketball was my full-time job. I didn't have time for other stuff. Like, I really didn't. So that summer was pivotal for me because I was so convinced that the Catholic Church was true. I'm like, this is true. I'm like, this is the one true church. This is where God's calling me. I didn't have any Catholic friends. I only had one Catholic friend, Angela. She was the only Catholic friend that was truly practicing the faith, right? I went to Catholic school, so I grew up with a lot of Catholics, but they weren't practicing their faith. Mm. But Angela was the only friend I knew that was actually a devout Catholic. I only had one friend. And I'm like, okay, well, if I'm looking for community, my youth minister in high school, Jace, would always say this. People are looking for community, but people aren't willing to start things. Mm. So I took that personal. I was like, I'm looking for community. I want Catholic friendships. I know other women are looking for it. So that summer, I started a women's ministry, and I was recruiting in the local churches. And the first event, I had 30 women come up.
Nice.
And at a consistent basis, I had 12 or 15 women, and we would meet weekly. And that's how I started that role. I created a ministry at Holy Trinity Church, which was the church and school that I grew up going to. So I had some of my roots there. And that's what I did. And it was a community for Catholic women that were looking for sisterhood. And that's where kind of everything started. Yeah. And it's just like, as you could tell, I've kind of been a consistent basis, women, community. Yeah. It's my purpose.
Yeah, the spark had been lit. Now, earlier on, you told us about Athletes in Action, Extreme Challenge Puerto Rico, which sounds like a great mix of faith and sports. But I do want you to also tell us about something else that you went through, which was the Life Teen Leadership Conference.
Yes, that is where I gave my life to Christ. So I grew up Catholic, right? Da, 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 was very going through the motions. I gave my life to Christ at 17 years old. Mind you, I knew of God, but I didn't know of God. And I encountered his love for the very first time at 16 years old in the Blessed Sacrament. He told me, I heard him tell me in my heart, I love you and I forgive you for everything you've ever done. And I was like, God, you love me? I was 60 years old and I'm like, you love me? I couldn't believe he told me that. I couldn't believe that there was a God that loved me. So from 16 to like 17 years old, I just got confirmed. I was on a retreat actually for my confirmation, and that's where he told me he loved me. And I went to Catholic school my whole life. Never did I know that God loved me. It was just very much going through the motions. And so I didn't know the love of the Father until I was 16. So after that encounter with love, I was like, God loves me. And I was just like, God loves me. And I lived my life with that. But I lived a double life. So I would, party on the weekend. And the next day, I was in a front row pew and I was singing my heart out and I was a lector and I was doing all these things, right? But like, my life, my fruit of my life wasn't matching with the life that I wanted to live. Like, there was no, like, I was just starting out, right? So I was living this double life, drinking, partying, and then in high school, and I would show up the next day, the youth group and mass. Like, oh my gosh, I did not just do that yesterday. I lived my life like that for a year. And then 17 years old, I started to feel like this yearning in my heart. Like, I was made for more. Like, I want more out of life. Like, it was the Holy Spirit speaking to me, like, I want to transform my life. What's missing in my life? Like, God, I want more. Like, I want to change my life. And that was over my heart. And I was just reading my old journals from high school yesterday. And it's me pouring out my heart and saying, I want change. I want to change my life.
Wow.
Then Life Team Leadership Conference, I get invited. I'm not even supposed to go to that conference. There was another girl that was supposed to go,
Wow.
actually. I was kind of like the backup. But, the real story is I was supposed
Yeah,
to go.
of course.
Yeah. It was meant for me because God knew what he was going to do with me. And so I go on that retreat. It's a week-long retreat at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. I didn't know it at the time, but that's like a really good Catholic college. I didn't know that though, because that's like my knowledge of Catholicism. I didn't really know. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I was so blessed to go to that school. So anyway, I go there. It's a week-long retreat and we're hearing different talks from different speakers, and we have adoration every single day and mass every day. It's so good. And on Wednesday night, there is a speaker, David Kalalita, and he's all talking about surrender. And he's like, who wants to surrender their life to Christ right now? If you want to do that, stand up right now. And I get up and I told God, God, I'm no longer living for myself. I want to live for you. And I gave my life to Christ that day, 17 years old. I
Wow.
leave that retreat and I'm like, I'm a different person. My family, what's wrong with you? Like, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm bringing literally all my friends from high school start going to youth group because I'm like,
Oh,
come on, guys,
gosh.
you guys have to come. You guys have to come to Life Teen Night. You guys have to come. And like, my whole friend group literally went over. And
Fantastic.
so I, yeah, so that's that. That was the fruit of the tree. And ever since then, that was almost 10 years ago. I've been on fire for the Lord and bringing souls to Christ, and so that
Whew.
changed my life.
Praise God. Praise God. As we get set to wrap up, given the story that you have shared with us today, what message would you like to leave with anyone listening who is a student athlete or maybe has a student athlete in their family?
Love this question so much. Do everything out of love. Love your team. Love your teammates, love your coach, even when they're difficult. But do everything out of love and know that you have unconditional worth and value. Your identity is not in your sport, your identity is Christ. If you perform well, you're still lovable. If you perform bad, you don't hit your stats, you're still lovable. Your worth is not determined by your performance or your output or your stats. Your worth is determined by how much God loves you. And if you forget how much God loves you, just look at the cross.
So good. So good. Melanie, this was awesome, as I knew it would be. Congratulations on the Rosary Girl Walk. Thank you so much for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you and the work that you're doing for the kingdom.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And audience, You heard about all the years that Melanie spent playing basketball, so I thought it would be fitting if we close this week's episode with an athlete's prayer. So let's pray that together right now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear God, today is game day, and I place myself in your loving hands. Help me to be a good sport. I pray that I do not seek individual glory or accolades, but rather that I play for your glory and for the good of my team. I pray that all who play this game today are protected from physical harm. And my Lord, help me to accept the bad breaks as part of the game. I pray that I play to the best of my ability and to give honor to you by accepting my position and my place in the lineup. Loving God, I pray for those who watch from the stands, that they too give glory to you by accepting, without prejudice, the rules and decisions of the game today. May their hearts be filled with joy and gladness that you have given them the ultimate gifts they watch this day, the players. Dear God, I pray for the coaches and referees, that they too experience your loving guidance in the decisions they make today, for those who work behind the scenes to make this day enjoyable, and for the founders and supporters. Finally, I pray to you, loving God, that you enjoy this game today and bestow on each of us wisdom and acceptance, no matter the outcome of the final score. With you in our hearts, we are all winners. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.